little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So our first syllabus area is diabetes, and Mark, who is a 45-year-old diabetic with type 2 diabetes, he's got a body mass index of 35 and has only just been diagnosed as having diabetes.
Hi, good morning, Mark.
Morning, Doctor.
So I understand you've come to see me today because you have just found out that you've developed diabetes and you wanted to come and have a chat with me about what sort of changes you can make to your lifestyle to try and improve your health. Is that right?
Yes, Doctor.
Okay, so it would be really helpful for me to know from the beginning what you already understand about diabetes.
I don't really know much other than it's something to do with your sugar levels.
Okay, sure, that's right. Would it be helpful for me to give you some information and try to explain simply what diabetes is?
That'll be good, Doctor.
Okay, sure. So I'm going to give you some information, but just stop me at any point if you feel you don't understand anything or you need to ask me anything. So diabetes is a condition in which the body can't handle sugar effectively. Okay?
Yep.
So normally when you eat a meal with carbohydrates or something sugary, then the body releases a hormone called insulin, which has a job of trying to bring down the sugar levels to normal in the bloodstream. This is because the body doesn't respond well if the blood sugar is abnormally high or low. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, Doctor.
Okay, great. So what happens in diabetes is that one of two things happen. Either you're not making enough insulin, or the insulin that you are making isn't working well enough. So what this means is that your sugar levels can become quite high. And this can make you feel quite unwell. And in the long term, having high sugar levels can cause damage to your vital organs. Are you still with me?
Yes, Doctor.
Okay. So you wanted to have a talk about what things you can do to try and improve your diet, your lifestyle. So I'll explain a little bit about that, if that's okay now.
Yes, Doctor.
Okay. So one of the things that you could look at in your diet is changing the types of foods you're eating. There are some certain types of foods called low glycemic index foods, or low GI for short. And if you eat these foods in diabetes, it can help you to lower your blood sugars and keep them more controlled. I'll explain now how they work. Is that all right?
Sure, Doctor.
Yeah. So low GI foods gradually release sugar into your bloodstream so that your sugar level is more stable. That's different to more simple carbohydrates where the sugar level just peaks and then goes down. So these help to keep your sugar levels more stable over a longer time. And you're less likely to be hungry after a meal if you eat low GI foods. Does that make sense?
Yes, Doctor, it does.
Okay, good. Shall I give you some examples of types of foods that you could be eating in your diet now if you wanted to incorporate the low GI foods?
Yes, Doctor, please.
Okay, so I will give you a leaflet also because it's a lot to remember, but basically things like oats, porridge, beans, peas, nuts, pasta, and there are certain low GI breads, for example, rye bread. And if you eat these foods, they can also help to reduce your cholesterol levels. It is important to keep your diet balanced, and you do need lots of fruits, vegetables, and fiber. That will all help to keep you healthy. And regular exercise as well, in addition to the healthy eating, can help you to lose weight. So I've given you quite a lot of information there. How does all of that sound?
Well, now I understand what diabetes is and why I need to control my sugar levels.
Mm.
And I need to eat low GI foods to help with this and to exercise and lose weight.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad that you've understood. So what I will do for you today, if it's all right, is give you a leaflet with some more information that you can have a read of. You can try and see if you can make some changes to your eating and exercise as well. And how about we see you back in about 3 months' time for a blood test and a chat and see if things have improved?
Sure, Doctor. So we'll see you in 3 months' time.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to ask today?
No, thanks, Doctor. That's everything.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
So it's that combination of we're trying to refine, we're trying to improve the way that we say things and make things clear, but we're also conscious that it's a conversation.
Yeah.
And you're not just providing information that's a spiel that you've prepared before,
yeah,
that you do it the same for every patient. It's completely different from that. Mm-hmm. It's individualized, it's tailored to Mark. There'll be lots of elements of education that you give to lots of other people, but you only deliver the bits that Mark wants.
Yes, exactly.
Or that he needs at that time, but it's a compromise between those things.
Sure.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.